Going back into the mists of time, there was a practice. It came out of Egypt. It was developed independently in China. It was called alchemia by the Egyptians, kumos by the Greeks. It burst across Europe during the 700s as alchemy. We're going to talk about this as a metaphor in podcast 806, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, if you're in business for yourself, you know that getting paid faster is a good thing because it helps cash flow and helps you to serve your clients better. And if you want to get paid faster, you've got to have a great payment processor. Now, there's a lot of payment processors out there, but there aren't too many that will integrate and work with your existing systems to provide payment processing that gets the job done. If you are a developer and you're developing back office systems for a business, if you're in business for yourself, listen up, because ReliaFund is somebody you want to pay attention to. ReliaFund is a payment processor that has been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. There's no long-term contracts. They're secure and technology focused, which means they can come up with creative solutions to work with your business to integrate payment processing solutions with all of your systems. They're technology focused, and you will talk to a human being if you call them, Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry, 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040, or look them up online at ReliaFund.com, or you can click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. That takes you to ReliaFund's contact page. People who are watching the weather closely know that weather has a very bad effect on heating and plumbing systems. So given the seesaw nature of our temperatures right now, cold weather, sometimes pipes can blow, other problems can happen. If you are having problems at home or business, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. Look them up online at ryanplumbing.com. More later about Ryan in this podcast. Alchemy was considered a scientific and spiritual pursuit. The spiritual side of alchemy, as Carl Jung wrote, might be considered to have become psychology, and some of the tenets of the New Age philosophy today, in my opinion, are nothing more than tenets of ancient alchemy. The scientific side, chemistry in the service of turning base metals into gold, became chemistry. Anybody who has read any of the Harry Potter books knows about the Philosopher's Stone. It is described alternately as a substance that had the power to turn base metals into gold once you did all the other things that alchemists were supposed to have been able to do, or literally a stone which had the power to transform base metals into gold. You took a sliver of it and threw it into the mix. It was also called the elixir of life. The stone was also said to have the powers of immortality, the ability to heal all forms of illness, and to bring to life those around it. Another power this stone had or was supposed to have had was to allow the alchemist to achieve purification of the soul. So getting this stone, which some say is really a myth, and others say is lapis lazuli, I hope that's the right pronunciation in Latin. This was a lapis stone, which actually does exist. Lapis was a most prized stone for its deep blue color in ancient Egypt. This stone was the pursuit of all alchemists in the time before the Renaissance and sometime after it, and also the pursuit of science of chemistry was this idea of being able to turn base metals into gold. But the main thing and the main focus of this podcast is as a purifier, the term purification that was said to come from this philosopher's stone. So I use the lapis stone or the philosopher's stone metaphor in podcast 806 in the context of purification as a way to focus attention. Very difficult these days if you talk about so-called current events. I hesitate actually to even use the phrase current events because it indicates that we are talking about things that happened. And sometimes I even doubt whether we're talking about things that happen in current events. And I've talked about it many times in the podcast because it's becoming increasingly difficult to talk about society and culture or society and politics because the context slips through the content creator's fingers. So, you know, I've considered doing this podcast, which really is about frustration and concern and yearning for a new way of thinking about politics and society. I consider doing this podcast on dreams because it feels to me like we are heading deeper into some kind of dream world, a forest so overgrown and so dark that it is almost impossible to find your direction. Can't see your hand in front of your face. Can't see the North Star or any other landmarks because the trees are so dense, like the deepest, darkest jungle. Even a compass is useless in this forest because something prevents it from pointing to the true north or the true south. Behind us is this wasteland that we came from, and ahead are the peaks of the highest, snowiest, most impassable mountains. And in this darkness, we can only hear the shrieks and the growls of creatures who mean no good for us or anyone else from every corner. And the slithering of unseen threats, the fear of otherworldly creatures with talons, claws, and teeth. We realize that we are now in a world these creatures own. Was it once our world? Was it once a place of wonder and beauty? What happened? Can we remember what it used to be like? It's almost impossible. The past is a foggy wasteland. The monsters that push us deeper and deeper under the covers to the point where all we can really hear is the pounding of our hearts like a child. Or we run from one sound one way and from another sound in a different direction. We are confused and we are lost. So what do? We stay under the covers praying for morning, but morning is not coming. Under these covers, frozen in fear, prayer isn't enough. Thinking isn't enough. The only thing to be done is to throw off the covers and look at it. Face what is out there. And we just can't seem to do it because we don't know what we are facing. We can't figure it out. We're locked, trapped in this dark forest where we can't see our hand in front of our face. Even if we threw the covers off, we are still blind. So for now, we're going to use the Philosopher's Stone as a metaphor because it describes what is lacking, a substance that clarifies, a substance that brings out and encourages purity, a supernatural almost substance, a tool that enables action, something that saves the day, something that turns metal into gold. Well, it's been kind of a crazy winter because it was very warm and then it got very cold and we got lulled into a false sense of security. That's what happens in the dark forest, right? So if you are in the dark forest of plumbing and heating problems, let me recommend Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for home or business, because these days when it comes to keeping all these systems working right, you have to have somebody that knows what they're doing. You want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan goes back four generations in Frogtown. Again, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. So if you're a Ryan customer, you get priority. Here's the number once again in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Online at ryanplumbing.com. And it's hard to believe, but in 90 days, we'll be getting close to May, and shortly thereafter, we'll be starting to talk about the air show at Oshkosh, which is one of the great events of summer in the upper Midwest. If you're a pilot and you're heading over there, if you're a pilot, you know that you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings. Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. Bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Look for them at EAA. More details on that as we get closer to the event. Click on the Alpha Systems banners at the top of the page at the Bob Davis Podcast. For more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator. Yes, I do talk in these podcasts about society and by extension politics. I've certainly talked more about politics historically than I do these days. To a certain degree, this is a conversation about our culture in the West and especially here in the United States where I live. As a content creator, I don't want to fight for a point of view anymore. I don't want to provide arguments for or against because I think almost all of these arguments and I think almost all of this effort to persuade, this partisan, axe grinding is a disservice to the individual, the human beings who are listening. And there are plenty of people out there who do that. Most of them are base, decidedly not gold, because they are seeking to persuade, to enlist, and manipulate you and me, the listener, into thinking a certain way. And I think in the end, people are going to have to educate themselves to find their way and their own arguments for or against. They cannot be base arguments. They can't be name-calling. They can't be anger, the stuff that makes up the sounds in the jungle, the sounds that the frightening creatures in the jungle make. What do we need to turn these base arguments into gold? That's right. We need the Philosopher's Stone, a clarifying agent, a purifying agent, something that helps see our potential as people, not see ourselves as other people see us, or label ourselves as other people label us. Not a this or a that, but a human being. Not something that forces us to be a cog in the machinery to quote-unquote fight for some particular point of view that slips through your fingers, you know, the next day, because it's based on some currency, some form of currency, which is very, you know, ephemeral. We need something that purifies us and helps us to see who we really are and who we can really be as human beings, something that takes us inward. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, how do we find the answer to this, that, or the other thing? And I continue to come back to this idea that the answer is going to come from inside, away from the screeching creatures in the darkness, and helps us to understand the only way to escape the forest is to transcend it by remembering who we are. I'm going to repeat that. The only way to escape the forest is to transcend it by remembering who we are. We cannot do it with signs. We cannot do it with name calling. No one or no thing can do it for us. I'm going to repeat that. No one or no thing can do it for us. So there isn't some person on television or on social media. There isn't some group. There isn't some, you know, organization who can do it for us. It has to be done by individuals. If we can't find the stone that purifies us, that allows us to go inward and to think about it and to come up with our own solutions by not looking outside of ourselves for someone to give us the answer, if we can't use the stone, then we are going to wander in this wasteland or the dark forest or the peaks of the freezing and dangerous mountains until we find it. That is the reality of what we see and hear in all forms today in our quote-unquote current events world on any issue you can possibly think of. There is nothing but dying institutions, dead-end issues, angry shouts, rumors and efforts to destroy people, scapegoats and persecutions, a political war without end and without purpose. What is there to say if you aren't manipulating, right? What is there to say if you're not enlisting warriors for the next crusade based on a conspiracy theory that ends in another dead end? For some who identify with a pole, so the true north for one person or the true south for another person or the true north for all of us, whatever that true north is, might find compasses malfunctioning. We might find that we reach an objective only to realize that we are still in a dark forest of deception and manipulation. We are frozen by fear. We are frustrated. We are angry again. Action? Yes, but what action, right? Which way do we go, and why do we go this way? And if we continue to look outside of ourselves for people to answer that question, we will never be able to answer that question. So you have all this talk, shouting, finger-pointing, investigating, and demanding what amounts to all this power over the individual and all this attachment to personality, to persona, created for public consumption. And so my conclusion and what I would say to this is very simple. This isn't freedom. I don't care what it says on the founding documents. I don't care what it says on the Statue of Liberty. I don't care what people call it. I don't care what we sing before sports contests. This isn't freedom. This isn't man's natural state. This is not the way it was meant to be, because it is getting darker, and the wailing and the screaming in the darkness is getting louder, and it's getting harder to find our steps every day. There's no agenda. There's no set of objectives. There is only the darkness and the screaming and the horrible sounds that we hear. And we aren't going to get out until we find that focus, that lapis stone, that philosopher's stone, that purifying stone. And the purifying stone cannot be found in the shouting and the screaming and the sounds in the forest. It cannot be found on cable TV news. It won't be on your social media feed. It won't be in literature from political hacks. It won't be from a scratchy, angry voice on your radio. You won't find it engaged in an angry, false fight for one side or another. And so the question comes to mind, how did the alchemists find it? Well, they spent their lives searching for the Philosopher's Stone. But in some ways, for some of these people, maybe it was the objective that was the stone itself, right? The question of what is possible, what is our future, what can our future be, how do we transcend the darkness, that is what spurs greater achievement, because the search, the journey, is the stone itself, and the search and the journey is the purification in itself. And the truth is, until we find this, and I mean this, and I really, you know, I've really struggled with this, because all I ever hear is what somebody else said. I don't hear, this is what I think. I hear, this is what so-and-so said. This is what other ones said. This is what this one said. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about the crazy thing that, and on and on and on. And all of the engagement is a link to this or a link to that and a statement of this and a statement of that. And I don't know that given that kind of process, there is a way for people to find themselves again. That's why I'm using the metaphor of the Philosopher's Stone, because I think that something has to change. I think we need a completely new way of thinking and talking about things and solving problems, because we're not solving problems. And we are just going back and forth and back and forth again and again and again. And I find it increasingly difficult to add to it. I find it increasingly difficult to want to add to it, because I don't see the point. The truth is, until we find this, we're just going to continue to wander through this dark forest with halting steps, and maybe a little bit of light will shine on something, or maybe we'll stumble and fall on something, or maybe we'll throw off the covers and maybe we can discern something, and we might be afraid and we might not be afraid, but we're not getting there. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I think about late at night and try to figure out a way to get across the degree of confusion that I think is going on. And to be quite specific, I really don't want to, because I wanted this podcast to be like a dream. I think we need a new form of politics in this country. And I don't know when it's going to happen. Probably not in my lifetime, but I think it's necessary. I don't know what the triggers are. And I just think I see so many people, so many of my friends on both sides of the political spectrum, so confused and so angry and so frustrated. And I think that I think I came up with this podcast in the middle of the night really for them, because I think the answer is going within. And I think the answer is finding the answers ourselves and getting away from all the noise long enough to get a sense of what needs to happen. And I suppose I'll keep talking about it. But I had to do this podcast because it was kind of stuck in my craw. I really couldn't move on until I did this. This happens from time to time. So it's a great metaphor, though, because really this idea of focusing on something, focusing on a tool to allow us to focus better and think better and go within where all the truth is, well, that's really kind of something. So I hope you enjoyed my sharing that. Now, I will tell you what I hate. I will talk about hate in this podcast. I hate my printer because I hate paying for print cartridges. And these big box retailers for office supplies just charge up the yin-yang for these things. So I found a solution, and that is Cartridge World in Maple Grove. They can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores. And of course, Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. In fact, I think they're better than new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. They can take care of you if you're hearing this in – you know, the south side of Chicago or Seattle or California. You don't have to be in Maple Grove, Minnesota to get this great service. Cartridge World in Maple Grove, if you are in Minnesota, off of Weaver Lake Road between Dairy Queen and Subway, ask for Jason. He will hook you up. 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632. Or click on the banner that says Cartridge World at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast. I'm going to recommend Spotify for all of the Android devices. iTunes, TuneIn works with Alexa, Google Play, podcasts on Google Play. Of course, as I said, iTunes is the granddaddy. I like Spotify. I like what they're doing. BlogTalkRadio.com. Those are all the different places to get the podcast, as well as off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I do appreciate the likes and the favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter, but what I really need are shares and retweets. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for your donations, Sean Shazarian, which is probably a mispronunciation of your name, my friend, but I appreciate the $10 donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. Thanks for listening to Podcast 806, a little shorter for your drive, because you got to pay attention to that snow.